KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 48 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Topping Western Iowa news, an accident in Shelby County Thursday afternoon claimed the life of a woman and resulted in a man being injured. The Iowa State Patrol says the crash happened at around 4 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 44 and Shelby County Road M16. The driver of a 2010 Nissan Versa, 58-year-old Nancy Louise Madsen of Persia, died at the scene. 52-year-old Ronald Jean DeBoot of Shelby was injured in the crash and was transported by Harlan Rescue to Merzhu Medical Center in Harlan. Officials say DeBoot was traveling southbound in a 2005 Ford Taurus on M16 north of Highway 44 when he failed to stop at the stop sign and collided with Madsen's vehicle. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. One person was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic following an accident Thursday evening. Atlantic Police Sergeant Dustin Pekin explained what happened.
We had a white Equinox traveling southbound on 600 block of Hickory. I think there was a semi parked right here. They usually park to unload. So she kind of went around into the opposite lane and was going to go around the semi. Then we had a Buick LeSabre westbound on 7th. White Equinox pulled out in front of the LeSabre, who had the right-of-way on the highway.
That accident happened around 7:37 p.m. The female driver of the Buick was transported to CCMH for treatment of injuries that were unknown but did not appear to be life-threatening. Both vehicles sustained significant damage, although an estimated dollar amount wasn't immediately available. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following an accident that took place at around 7:40 a.m. Thursday in Griswold. That accident happened at the intersection of Main and Montgomery Streets. Officials say a 2013 Nissan Altima, owned and driven by 61-year-old Gail Ann Maxwell of Elliott, was driving eastbound on Main Street when her vehicle was struck by a 2006 Ford van that was operated by 21-year-old Trevor Dakota Bacon of Shenandoah. The accident happened as Bacon was attempting to turn left onto Montgomery Street. Damage to the Nissan was estimated at $2,000, while the van sustained no appreciable damage. Bacon was cited for failure to yield upon left turn. A man who was picking up trash was struck by a car Thursday morning in Council Bluffs, causing serious injuries. Bluffs police say 53-year-old Mario Rodriguez of Omaha, who works for Red River Waste Solutions, was standing behind a garbage truck and in the process of collecting curbside garbage in the 3800 block of Avenue G when he was struck by a vehicle that had approached him from behind. That accident happened around 7:30 a.m. The eastbound vehicle was driven by 27-year-old Chantel Wachner of Council Bluffs. Wachner told police she'd been blinded by the sun and was in the process of putting down her sun visor when the accident occurred. Wachner said that she did not see the truck, which was facing eastbound. Mario Rodriguez was trapped between the two vehicles for a short period of time. Due to the severity of his leg injuries, Rodriguez was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center's Trauma Center in Omaha for treatment. The extent of his injuries are not known. However, they were not considered to be life-threatening, according to medical staff. Authorities noted that the garbage truck's lights were flashing and Rodriguez was wearing his required reflective vest at the time of the accident. Wachner was cited for failure to maintain an assured clear distance. Also in the news, a man who was arrested Thursday afternoon in Fremont County was no stranger to authorities. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says when deputies arrested 23-year-old William Michael Houghton, or rather Joseph William Michael Houghton of Hamburg, at just after 4 p.m., it was the seventh time he'd been arrested since January and the second time this week. Houghton was previously arrested this week by the Clarinda Police Department. On Thursday, he was taken into custody on a Fremont County warrant for violating a protection order. Deputies attempted to place Houghton into custody at his residence in Hamburg when he resisted arrest and was quickly detained without further incident. Houghton was placed under arrest for interference with official acts as well as the active warrant. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail without bond. In the funeral announcements, Lizalette Stark, age 72, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A memorial service for Lizalette Stark will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs, is in charge of the arrangements. Edward Eddie Matteson Jr., age 91, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Eddie Matteson Jr. will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. David Hall, age 72, of Humiston and formerly of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Sheraton. Graveside services for David Hall will be today at 11 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Delvin Olson, age 68, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Delvin Olson will be held on today at 1:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Betty Lippincott, age 89, of Panora, died August 17th in Guthrie Center. Cremation has taken place, and a visitation for Betty Lippincott will be this evening from 4 until 7 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Melody Brahms, age 54, of Wyota, died Monday at her home. Memorial services for Melody Brahms will be held this evening at 7 o'clock at the Anita Legion Hall. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Liana Christensen, age 94, of Harlan and formerly of Kimbleton, died August 24th. A celebration of life service for Liana Christensen will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Good Shepherd Funeral Home of Omaha is in charge of the arrangements. Henry Walter, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Henry Walter will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Valanda Nelson, age 91, of Exira, died August 26th at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Valanda Nelson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Nathaniel Philemon Booth, age 70, of Los Angeles, died August 28th. A memorial service for Nathaniel Booth will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Bill Dixon, age 87, of Carroll and formerly of Manila, died Thursday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Dixon will be held Monday at 10:30 at St. Lawrence Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has the arrangements. And Jeff Jensen, age 62, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.